About to hear is a hyper-condensed version of Game of Microphones Episode 106, covering Game of Thrones Season 7 Episode 4, The Spoils of War. Comprised of highlights and bloopers from the full episode, clips are out of context and may be out of sequence. For more, go to gameofmicrophones.com and subscribe. Spoilers ahead.
I will fight for you. I will fight for the North. When you bend the knee.
Mount your dragons. And draw your swords. It's Game of Microphones with Sir Duncan the Fearsome and Lady Rachel of House Fox.
It's really the first time that we have two principal characters going at each other on opposite sides of the battlefield.
Oh man, that's true. That's pretty insane.
And it's kind of like hard to want either one of them to succeed or fail.
Right.
Like, because I've come to love Jaime, you know?
Right, yeah, and Bronn's with him, and you don't want Drogon to kill Bronn, but you also don't want Bronn to kill Drogon, and it's like, oh, man.
And you don't want Jaime to kill Dany, and you don't want Drogon to kill Jaime, and it's like...
Yeah. Littlefinger is trying to schmooze with Bran, but he just has no idea what he's getting himself into. He would have been better off to just keep himself far away. Yeah, out of Bran's mind, because his proximity and his interest almost certainly resulted in Bran reviewing his timeline, basically, you could say. So I think Baelish is going through that exact, you know, line of thinking where he's like, maybe he, like, how does he know that? When then he's like, wait, no, he can't know that. But then he's like, wait, the way he was looking at me and the way he said that, he knows. Like, how does he know? You know? And he's like on the verge of freaking out when the door opens and Mira walks in.
To have Baelish look like that and be completely shut down was just like...
Right. Kind of like the way Varys gets shut down by the Red Priestesses. They can see through the flames and know all this info. And here,
exactly.
Bran can see through
nice
the weirwood
parallel.
And knows all this info. And
that's a good parallel.
Thanks. Yeah,
again, with kind of the ice and fire, because
yeah,
Bran was
totally
up in the north and the Red Priests are fiery.
The fire network. And the ice network, like you were saying, fire Wi-Fi.
Fire Wi-Fi.
I live here. Fuck off.
I'm not saying that Twilight has anything to do with Game of Thrones, but... Yeah. So when Arya says most of them are dead already,
she's like,
that's a cue to Sansa, like, oh, okay, well, most of them are dead. Well, I'm still alive, so I may still be on the list, but I'm unlikely.
Yeah. Hilarious. So Arya gets the blade and she's super excited about that. And so are we, because it's going to be awesome.
My number three is the cave. Bow chicka bow wow.
Yeah. If John wants you in a cave with him, you know, you're in, right?
And Danny's like, girl, what happened?
Many things. How romantic.
Oh my God, that cave. John and his caves.
Every girl wants John to kneel in a cave.
Oh my God. So, I don't think I'll be going to Bermuda. I'd like to come back from my vacations.
Oh yeah. Would you just stay there forever?
The Bermuda Triangle. You disappear when you go there.
Gotcha.
Like, how could you not want to just do it? You know, it's just like, fuck. Like, I have, like what we said earlier, I have like three F-15s
right.
that I can, at my disposal, like, I could just fly in today and just, this could be over. Like, enough with strategy and playing this game. Like, I can wipe the game board off the table.
Yeah, exactly.
There would be no game anymore. You know, totally. It would just be over. Game over. I win.
Exactly.
Everyone around Dany is expressing have reason.
Yep.
And little Elena is in her mind saying, don't
be
listen to them. Be a dragon.
Fire and blood, my dear.
And so I love that they pause in this. It's like a great photo, like a photographic image of them. you know, both with their swords at each other's.
Yeah. You know, so faces. Cool. And they're both smiling.
And they both smile.
Yeah. How many men do we have in the north to fight him? 10,000? Less?
Fewer.
Yes, fewer. Gotta love that, right? And John's like, what? And Davos just keeps going with the conversation.
He doesn't even, like, it's such a great harken back to Stannis. Hold tight until the war is over, and then you can pick any castle you want.
Fucking son of a bitch. Bronn is just getting more and more fed up with this bullshit. Stranger things have happened.
Like what?
Yeah, Bronn is like snapping back at Jaime.
Well,
here.
He's pissed. He's super irritated. Yeah. I would be too.
He's justified.
Like, dude, yeah. I want my money.
Not cool. He needs to get back by Tyrion's side. Working with Tyrion again. If Drogon will forgive him after he shoots him this episode. Oh, man, as badly as I want Bronn to team up with Tyrion and everything, that may be an obstacle in the future. Bronn has shot Drogon.
So as Baelish leaves, Mira enters and she immediately, I love this so much, she immediately notices his chair.
Yeah.
She's like, where was that when I was carrying you around?
Dragging you through the north. Oh, man, there's one of our last episodes. I don't remember if it was the one we just did or the one before that. But we're talking about something in download computer brand downloads. And I added like effects to our voice on that part to make us sound like robots.
Yeah. That was really cool.
Oh, you heard it?
I love it.
Initiate download.
So Dickon, I would love smell-o-vision because I like to watch.
I was just thinking like, oh man, if it stinks like that, just imagine how bad the Battle of the Bastards must have stunk with the bodies piled up and everything. Like just the shit, like immediately after everybody dies.
Guts everywhere.
And then like in the following days when it's sitting there, like spoiling in the sun, like, oh my God, can you imagine how ruthless it would have smelled? They must have had people go out and clean it up and like, you know, burn the bodies and shit like
how
that.
How would you like that job?
Yeah, that would suck. Just imagine, they say you can smell King's Landing from miles away, right? Olenna's like, smells the shit from miles away. You probably smell battles like this from miles away, too.
Probably, yeah. Ew. Gross.
Yeah. Dany looks fucking furious, too. Riding
she's
on Drogon's back.
Fuck some shit up.
She looks so mad, and this is like the most mad we've ever heard her say, Dracarys.
Dracarys, and we get the...
Yeah.
And the Lannister soldiers just go up in flames and they start screaming. Everyone's in shock.
And Dickon just barely avoided not being like being roasted here and looks at him through the flames and his sword is just dangling downwards. His jaw is dangling downwards too.
It kind of reminds me of like an extreme version of like tic-tac-toe because of the way like the fire lines just like go straight. They don't really expand.
Oh, right.
Like it's Drogon's like napalm. Fire, it's like a single line. And so it's like, kind of like have to, she was like making like these long lines.
Streaks like the Nazca lines.
Yeah, you could be like on either side of this fire line and survive, but the people like right down the center, you're just incinerated, like literally turned to ash almost
dust
immediately.
Blowing away in the wind.
Oh yeah, we get that a little later on in the battle when Jaime like
so
looks
epic.
Away.
So
oh, fuck.
Epic.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And just like clashing together,
big,
full force.
Just bang, bang. Things just bouncing off each other and colliding all over the place.
I was seriously like standing up at this point. I was like, this shit is about to go crazy. This is going to be the most epic scene on the planet. Archers.
And Dany rides up into the sky, rides way up into the sky. And she keeps doing this, like riding upwards and then just coming flying down and dive bombing just over and over. It's terrifying.
It's So amazing. Oh, so you're throwing sticks at a dragon? That's going to
Yeah, really you brought a pebble to a machine gun fight?
Yes, exactly.
And he just thrum, unleashes that big-ass spear bolt. And it just impales this guy and launches him back into another tent. It's just like that guy on top of the wall when he gets hit with a giant arrow, goes flying through the air, same type
whistling
thing.
Whistling through the air.
Yeah.
And he whacks the scorpion with his tail.
Finishing the job. Smashes it like, fuck you. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, like, you knew you were entering battle and you didn't have any fucking armor built for yourself or anything. Like, she's got nothing on. Like a regular old jacket.
No helmet, fucking helm. No
plate. No mail.
Not even leather.
We're not even leather. And she's pulling out this thing. And just a sitting duck. Wilbert, the little lion, came face to face with the king of the rock. The king had a Valyrian steel sword, Bright Roar, the ancestral sword of House Lannister, and chopped the little lion to bits. But as Wilbert was dying, he drove his dagger deep into the gap in the king's armor and killed him. And the Westerlander army collapsed and the Reach was saved. So this figure, the little lion, put his life on the line and charged the opposing ruler in an attempt to end this conquest of his home area and saved the day. And like the little lion, now the white lion, Jaime Lannister, of a different family, but represented by a lion nonetheless, is trying to pull off a similar Hail Mary type sacrifice of himself to save the day. I want krakens, dragons, direwolves, war elephants, spiders. You name it. Ice spiders. Yeah.
Get it all. Direwolves.
Exactly. Maybe even some grumpkins.
And snarks.
Yeah, fuck it. Ridiculous.
Totally.
Hilarious, though. All right, that's our show, episode 106. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, thank you, guys. We're almost there. We're almost caught up. Can't wait for season 8 to start.
Totally, we're almost there. And a huge thank you to John Bailey, the epic voice guy from the Emmy-nominated Honest Trailers, for announcing our show. If you'd like to donate or subscribe to support us, you can go to paypal.me/gompodcast or patreon.com/gompodcast to donate an amount of your choosing. There are links to both at gameofmicrophones.com.
Doing some online shopping? Go to gameofmicrophones.com and click on our link to Amazon. As an Amazon associate, we earn from qualifying purchases.
Any contribution you make helps, and you can help secure the continued existence of Game of Microphones. We'd like to thank our patrons, Sir Matthew of House Rep, Lady Lucy of House Roberts, Lady Candace of House Twos, Lady Terry of House Theodore, Lord Jeff of House Allen, Sirenicide, Lord John of House Grills, and Luke the Low Duke. Thank you guys so much for your support. We appreciate your patronage. And another big thank you to Lord Bryson of House Wolf as well.
Seven blessings.
And make sure to check out Sirenicide, the serialized horror drama podcast featuring me and Archmaester Stitches. Go to Sirenicide.com and download it wherever you get your podcasts.
We also want to give a huge thank you to Lady Lisa of House Sky Pie Romancer. She is essential behind the scenes working to get our website Game of Microphones up and running. She's a first-class artist. You got to check out her illustrated book, The People You May See, available now on Amazon.com. It's Prime eligible too, and sweet. I tell you, your kids will love it. It's such a great educational book. The illustrations are amazing. You got to check her work out. You can see all of her work at fineartsbylisa.com or on Instagram and Facebook/fineartsbylisa.
And since we were just talking about Oregon, if you guys are in the Oregon area, if you guys are anywhere near Milwaukee, Oregon,
which is kind of by Portland,
yeah, go check out Lord Travis's new meadery, Weird Leather and Meadery. And you can find them at weirdleatherandmead.com. Weird spelled W-Y-R-D.
I plan to stop by there when next time I'm up in Oregon.
Fuck yeah, I want to go too. Next episode, we'll be covering Season 7, Episode 5, East Watch. Give it a watch and send us your thoughts. We'd love to read them on air. If you'd like to call, you can call us at 813-JOFFREY. That's 813-563-3739.
If you would like to write in, you can email us at ravens@gameofmicrophones.com.
Check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/GOM podcast.
Dragon Tales left.
Oh.
You can also listen to Game of Microphones on YouTube, BitChute, and Steemit. Just search for Game of Microphones to find our channel. Likes, comments, and shares are appreciated.
We're also on Twitter, Instagram, Gab, and Minds at GOM Podcast.
And we're on Tumblr, too, at Game of Microphones.
All right, that's our show.
Thanks for listening.
Come on, you fucker.
Dracarys.
I'm going to change it up today a little bit, and instead of playing some music, I'm going to tell you guys about a little project that my friend T-Mage is working on. He's not paying me to play this. Nobody's paying me or anything like that. I just thought this was awesome and wanted to share it with you guys. I know you all appreciate the beauty of the landscapes and the amazing locations that Game of Thrones films in or shoots in, and my friend T-Mage has put together a documentary chronicling his journeys around some really, really epic places and cool landscapes around the U.S. So I figured if anybody would appreciate the aesthetics and the beauty that Mage is providing here with his work, it would be Game of Thrones fans who love and appreciate the amazing environments of that show. So I asked Mage to put together a promo for his project so that you guys could hear a little bit about it. It's all original content. I mean, he even makes the music himself, and it's awesome. And we're not asking you to buy anything either. This is just free on YouTube to check out. Without any further ado, my partner in rhyme, T-Mage.
I've traveled to a bunch of random places and random countries. But as a Midwestern guy, I recently have been falling in love with what the more rugged parts of America have to offer to all of us before they're gone. T-Mage Productions and Powers Media House presents Beautiful America, a musical documentary series with all original content. Explore the southwest of America and indulge in some places you've heard of and plenty more that you certainly have not. Cooking under the stars in below freezing temps of Death Valley. 4K drone footage of one of the most insane monoliths on Earth. Driving in abandoned mines, cliffs, canyons, and wild times. Check it out. T-Mage Productions on Facebook and YouTube. That's T-E-A-M-A-G-E Productions. Beautiful America.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.